Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Talks continue on pandemic relief package. We have the story.
USD 259 board members approve a plan to send students back to school. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm Rodney Price. A bike share program will be returning soon to Wichita. Find out when, coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holiday. It's been a while, but we finally saw some rain and thunderstorms across southern Kansas overnight, and drizzle will continue into today. We'll talk about a wild swing in temperature coming up.
Negotiations on a huge COVID-19 relief bill have taken a modest step forward, though time is running out. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, President Donald Trump's most powerful Senate ally, is pressing the White House not to move ahead. McConnell told fellow Republicans he has warned the White House not to divide Republicans by sealing a lopsided $2 trillion relief deal with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi before the election, even as he publicly said he'd slate any such agreement for a vote. Pelosi's office said talks with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin yesterday were productive, but other veteran lawmakers said there is still too much work to do and not enough time to do it to enact a relief bill by Election Day. One person was critically injured in a crash involving a semi Tuesday afternoon at Tyler and K-42, southwest of Wichita's Eisenhower Airport. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the driver of the truck ran a red light and crashed into an SUV, pushing it into another car. The driver of the SUV was hospitalized. No other injuries were reported. At a special meeting last night, the Wichita Board of Education approved a blended plan to send middle and high school students back to the classroom.
The board voted 4-2 to approve the plan, which is a blended on-site and My School remote model for middle and high schools for the second nine-week quarter beginning November 9th. No changes will be made to the elementary plan for the second quarter. Board member Stan Reeser said it's time to cautiously move to in-person learning.
There is not another school district in Kansas that needs that in-person contact. Remote is exciting for some kids. But I can tell you down in my district of working families, they are hurting.
This plan is only for middle and high school students who chose in-person learning when they enrolled this year. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council has approved a new partner for the city's Bike Share program.
Bike Share ICT launched in 2017 and saw steady growth until March 2020 when the COVID-19 pandemic hit. The city will now partner with Tandem Mobility, who purchased all assets from Zagster, who managed the program previously but went bankrupt. Councilmember Becky Tuttle was very enthusiastic about the return of the program.
It was a very sad day back in, I think it was April, when I got a call from Director Tan in the evening saying that Zagster had gone bankrupt, but he made a commitment that we would bring it back. So thank you for all you've done. I really appreciate your extra effort.
The program will resume on December 1st and will be funded in large part through a $360,000 sponsorship by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Also at Tuesday's City Council meeting, $6.5 million was approved for Phase 2 of the city's Aquatics Master Plan. It includes improvements and art and aesthetic elements at Manissa and Harvest Pools, along with a splash pad at the Linwood Water Playground. Both phase one and two are scheduled to be completed before the start of the summer season 2021. Council gave the green light to the city's pavement preservation program next year, which will cost $11.5 million. The media is speculating on why former President Obama has not been on the campaign trail for Joe Biden.
According to The Atlantic, former President Barack Obama has been absent from the trail in part because he's finishing his book, due 2 weeks after the election. But after reports surfaced alleging Obama warned during the primaries, don't underestimate Joe's ability to F things up, his absence has been questioned. And his first appearance on the trail, however coincidental, comes as Biden's campaign denies allegations of impropriety stemming from his son's business deals, the basis for which is still being questioned. Obama stayed on the sidelines until Biden locked up the primary, then roundly endorsed his number two. The big money came in a June virtual event, breaking a campaign fundraising record.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich reporting. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Game one of the World Series is in the books. We'll tell you all about it coming up in sports.
Some rural Kansas communities are getting hit hard by COVID-19. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. Some rural Kansas communities are getting hit hard by COVID-19. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News.
There's a lot of counties that kind of ignored the pandemic, and basically it was business as usual. And once the lesson that they're seeing and we're learning is that it's a virus that does spread. It spreads fairly easily. That's the best that I could say. Once you're exposed, it can spread quickly.
Pete Meitzner commented on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. New York is experiencing a food crisis. More than 1 million New Yorkers can't afford food. Long lines at food banks are common during the pandemic. Fox's Jessica Formosa reports.
Some say they've never seen anything like this before. Alexandra Rappaport is the executive director of Maspia Soup Kitchen Network. He's been operating the soup kitchens for 15 years now.
Roughly a 500% increase in demand, which resulted in long bread lines going around the corner for thousands of feet long.
The New York Times reporting an estimated 1.5 million New Yorkers can't afford food. Their only lifeline, food pantries.
Rappaport says even people who previously donated to the food banks are now coming to them for food. A temporary nickname for one NFL team could stick around next season.
Washington football team president Jason Wright telling a Washington, D.C. television station the club's placeholder name could actually stick around a while longer. Wright telling WJLA, quote, there's a pretty good chance we will be the Washington football team next season. I think next year is fast because of how the brand has to come together through uniforms, through approval processes, through the league, end quote. The Washington football team retired their 87-year-old nickname this past offseason following a 10-day internal investigation amid growing controversy surrounding its derogatory nature. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:09 on this Wednesday morning.
Right now in traffic, things in Wichita, well, the traffic volumes are picking up out there. I'm seeing some heavier traffic at this time. I'm not really seeing anything slowing down, but remember, if you spot a traffic slowdown, you always can give us a call at the traffic hotline. That number is 869-1330. Traffic on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Steve, we made it to the middle of the week.
We did. And, hey, a little moisture out there this morning. How about that?
Yeah, definitely not bad. You know, we've been talking about those dry conditions over the last couple of days, so nice to kind of switch things up with that forecast a little bit. And we actually had a few downpours roll through earlier this morning. There may be somebody out there where woke them up out of their sleep during our Kansas Today show. We actually heard some of those downpours roll through. It was loud enough to kind of interrupt our newscast a little bit. But otherwise, yeah, we'll continue to have a chance of maybe a few light rain showers. Still can't rule out an isolated rumble of thunder, although I think that chance of thunder is pretty much done from here as mist, drizzle, the light rain showers. What they're going to do today, they're going to track south to north. And it looks like the majority of those up to the north, but, you know, with the low cloud cover like yesterday, still may try to squeeze out a couple of raindrops when it comes to those clouds out there. So all in all, we'll have a 20% chance today under those mostly cloudy skies. 62 degrees, not as chilly as what we've been through over the last couple of days, but still below average for this time of year. And the cloud cover not really budging all that much until we get into tonight, where we'll gradually turn partly cloudy. A low of only 60. So we're going to hit a high of 62 today, only dropping 2 degrees tonight. Warm front on the move. This is going to improve our temperatures quite a bit by tomorrow as we make a big jump up to 82 for our Thursday high under partly cloudy skies. Keep in mind, winds are going to be gusty, they're going to be howling, and they're going to be winds of change. Cold front comes through Thursday night going into Friday, bringing us a chance of a few showers and storms. Low of 39, so that's going to make for a colder start to our Friday, and then the coats are going to come back out. High of only 48 by Friday. The chill lingers through the weekend, turning colder by the time we get into the early part of next week, and still something to watch. It does look like there could be some wintry weather in the form of rain mixed with snow, even around the Wichita area, by the time we get into Sunday night and Monday. All right, right now we're at 49 degrees with a couple of light rain showers, mist, drizzle, northeast winds at 8 miles an hour, wind chill of 46. That's what it actually feels like out there. And visibility, though, in good shape despite that light rain out there.
Wow. Sounds like we're going to be back in spring for a little bit, then back into autumn or fall, or winter even, winter-type weather. So it's going
to
be
like to call it
the old up and down going on, huh?
Some serious weather whiplash, Steve.
Whiplash, yeah, that sounds good. All right, thank you, Ron L., the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. We had another cloudy day across south-central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday a mere 50 degrees, normal high for the date 68. So that'll show you that it was a little chilly. On this date in 1979, a severe thunderstorm moved rapidly across Harper, Sedgwick, and Harvey counties, where golf ball to baseball-sized hail pummeled many areas. That was in 1979. And on this date in 1941, superheroine Wonder Woman made her debut in All-Star Comics issue number 8.
Wonder Woman.
Published by All-American Comics Incorporated of New York. Wonder Woman. They created this. It was time they had a female, you know, superhero. You already had, I'm sure, 1941 already had Superman, Batman, I'm sure, by then. But, Wonder Woman. And then, of course, they made a TV series out of it in the 70s.
Yep.
We'll go into that. 7:13 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And one of the big stories this morning is that the Wichita Board of Education, in meeting last night, they usually meet on Monday nights, but they had a meeting last night, special meeting Tuesday night, where they wanted to look at the way the kids are going to school, whether they could get some of them back in the classroom, and they've hashed it over for a while. You heard our good report from Dave Wilson maybe a few minutes ago.
Yep,
they hashed it over and they decided they're going to have a blended on-site and my school remote model for middle and high school students for the second 9-week quarter beginning, that begins November 9th, and they will not be making any changes to the elementary plan for the second quarter. Also, it should be said that this plan is only for middle and high school students,
right,
who chose in-person learning when they enrolled this year. So some of the kids, I guess, said, nope, don't want to do that. And
right.
We had to, the challenge of getting a computer access to so many kids, some of them didn't have it. A lot of them apparently didn't have it. They had to get several thousand computers, get them into the hands of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's a school district here. I don't know if you're aware of this. This is one of the largest, if not, this is the largest school district between St. Louis and Denver.
Yep.
And in, I think from like Oklahoma City to Canada. I mean, it's 50,000 plus kids go to school here. And it's a lot of young people, a lot of people, a lot of teachers, and a lot of parents involved if you got that going on. So when you do something with the schools, there is a lot to do. And I'll tell you, if they have gotten those computers into those kids' hands and they have learned anything in the first 9 weeks or the first semester, whatever, it's amazing. Just, I don't know how they've done it. I know my grandkids are all working off the computers at home. And, they know how to do it. The bad part is that, apparently, they're, and I'm not speaking for everybody, but some teachers have different software. There's a commonality, at least for some of my grandkids. They don't have a one-size-fits-all type deal. There's kind of a hustle kind of get the assignments in, get them turned in and all that. But, it seems to be working pretty well for kids working at home. The only problem is that somebody still has to monitor them and say, hey, did you get on the computer and get your homework done?
Did you get everything finished? Yeah.
Sure, Mom. Oh, sure, yeah. Well, if you're a kid out there, a student out there, just remember this. At some point, Mom and Dad will learn how much you've been doing, okay? They call it the old grade card.
Yeah, at some point.
At some point, you're going to be found out if you're not doing the work. So you might as well just go ahead and do it. All right, well, good luck to all our folks at the USD 259 and the other school districts around the area who are handling this situation, not only USD 259 Wichita, but the other schools in the area. It's been a challenge. Let's keep going. And so far, it looks like the schools are doing a pretty good job of it during this big pandemic. Mm-hmm. 717 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time with Chad Chambers. We got the World Series going on and some other news to share with you this morning. Right, Chad?
That's right. Another report released by The Athletic is claiming that WSU basketball coach Greg Marshall's alleged abuse of players actually predated his time as a Shocker. Tuesday's report details allegations by seven former Winthrop athletes who played for Marshall during his time as head coach at Winthrop between 1998 and 2007. The report only details incidents of verbal abuse that players claim, quote, crossed the line. Marshall is currently under investigation by a law firm hired by WSU to look into allegations of verbal and physical abuse by some former Shockers. Marshall has denied the allegations, saying he never struck a player or a colleague and that he has never been demeaning or abusive. Interim President Rick Mumma has declined to comment on his decision not to suspend Marshall and said that there is no firm timeline for the investigation to be completed. Athletic Director Darren Boatwright said he is closely monitoring Marshall and the team at practices. So there we go. The Seattle Seahawks have maintained their top spot on the latest AP Pro 32 poll. It had been the Kansas City Chiefs until they lost to Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago. The Kansas City Chiefs, after their win this week, has moved up to number three, or moved up to number two. The Pittsburgh Steelers are now in third place. Tennessee Titans gained a couple of spots at number four. The Baltimore Ravens are at number five. Now, the Chiefs' next matchup is a trip to Denver to face the Broncos. Denver coach Vic Fangio says the Chiefs will be a major test.
We'll find out. We certainly hope so. A lot of different players here from that game or last year that are here now, either through attrition or through injuries. And we'll see where we're at. You know, it's going to be a great, great challenge. They're the defending champs. They came within a offsides penalty of probably winning the Super Bowl the year before also. We know who they are. They're a great, great team. And they score a lot of points. Their defense has gotten a lot better from early on last season. And it'll be a major, major challenge.
Well, he says his team is very different than the one that faced the Chiefs last year. The Chiefs, not so much. A lot of that team is back in place still, so... yeah, it's going to be tough for the Broncos. Chiefs and Broncos Sunday afternoon broadcast start right here on KNSS at 2 o'clock. The KU football team set for their second consecutive road trip as they take on the Kansas State Wildcats Saturday at Bill Snyder Family Stadium in the Dillon's Sunflower Showdown. Kansas holds the series advantage over K-State all time, 66-46-5. KU football, the Sunflower Showdown on KFH on Saturday. Broadcast start at 10 a.m. on that one. Game one of the 2020 World Series, the L.A. Dodgers handled the Tampa Bay Rays 8-3 at Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas. Another solid win for Clayton Kershaw, Dodgers pitcher. Here's audio courtesy of ESPN.
2-2, swing and a miss. And Zunino down on strikes. The side is retired. That's eight now for Kershaw.
So, yeah, it was a pretty easy win for the Dodgers there in Game 1 of the World Series. The Dodgers went ahead 2-0 on Cody Bellinger's two-run home run in the fourth inning and got four more runs in the fifth, and it was over at that point. Game 2 of the World Series tonight on KFH. Dodgers up one game over the Rays in Arlington. A broadcast start on KFH at 6:30. And speaking of the World Series, Game two, of course, tonight. Something kind of strange going on there in Arlington as far as a World Series is concerned. There are plenty of good seats still available. Fox's Jared Max has more.
It's a series like never before because of the pandemic at a neutral site stadium that neither team calls home, Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas, the home of the Rangers. It'll seat around 11,500 spectators for each game, 28% stadium capacity. Yet, while real estate is extremely limited, so appear buyers. Ticket costs for game one on the secondary market significantly lower than in non-pandemic times. As of mid-morning, there was a large selection of seats available for under $500 with estimated fees. You could get behind home plate in the mezzanine for $554. Fewer seats to be had at the stadium, but like on airplanes these days, the cost to sit there is lower, and a lot of empty seats around. Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, strange World Series all the way around. Yeah. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the morning.
It's 7:21 now. Keeping it for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Democrats are already measuring the drapes in the Oval Office. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.